Ta'ain li yela yodoi. Maybe Yaganif is only chayiv if he takes it into his hand, he steals it in his hand. Gagoi chaseru v'kafifu minayin. How do we know if the ganef doesn't make a kinyan yad, but rather he throws it into his gag, into his roof, or into his chutz, or into his kafifu, his front is a yard there? Minayin, how do we know to say also that the kinyan geneva, that yechayiv? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Mashin, any place that we find this by you, the ganef, you're a ganef, and you have kinyani geneva, and for that yechayiv kefil. So it's not, it's not extra for our drushes. We need it for this drusha. So Mura says, no, we can learn out both. I tell you, Imkain, if so, Lay Makru oi himotse, oi timotse, timotse. If it just means to teach us that any place you find it by the ganef is a din kefil, so let us say the word twice, but the same word twice. Why does it change around and say, himotse, timotse? So Mura says, midishani kru, since the Torah goes to say it over again with a little shinui, it changes it around a little bit. So shmamina tarti, that's the proof for both of them to say, both halachis. That true, any place you find the taki yechayiv, and it would then also either for ma'id b'knas zakar b'ed mispotam, or else for the parasha of ganef. Now gufa, what we learned before, Omar Rav, Rav said, Karen kein shegonav. Whenever you steal something, and obviously later it gets ruined, or you don't have it anymore, so you have to pay back the owner the value of his money. How much money do you have to pay back? How much it was worth at the time when you stole it? That's the locha. Keren kein shegonef. Keren, you have to pay back the way it was worth at the time when you stole it. Ma'ashen kein tashlume kefa v'tashlume yavo v'chamisha. Let's say you stole somebody's chair, and or you stole the shore, and then l'maisa it got worth less, and you shechted it, and then you made a mechira. So you have to pay dal v'hei. How much do you have to pay? What's the four or five times? Kishas hamad b'din. Then you have to pay not how much it was worth at the time when you stole it, but rather you have to pay how much it's worth at the Mishas HaMad Ibadin. And we'll soon see exactly what the case is. But if the price changes from the time when you stole it until the time when you come to Bezdin, so if you're only a ganef just to pay back the Karen, the money that you stole, the value of the Chavit itself, you have to pay back how much it was worth, Pishas Geneva. We'll soon see the cases. But when you pay for Kefal, or for Dal Vehei, that you pay how much it was worth, Peshas Hamad Ibadin. Peshas, they went to Bezdin, not only at the time when it was worth Peshas to Geneva, but how much is worth rather later on, Peshas Hamad Ibadin. So first of all, it says, my time with the Rav, what's Rav's Svara? How do I know this from? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Geneva V'chayim, we had the Pasuk before. It says, Chayim Shnayim Yishalim. It says, Lashon of Geneva and V'chayim. So what does that mean to say? Amai Kamer Rachmona Chayim B'Geneva. Why does the Torah say the word Chayim by Geneva? It means to teach us, Ach yo lekeren kein shegonav. It means you have to return it the way it was worth b'shas Geneva. Chayim, Geneva Chayim means return it the way it was b'shas Geneva. So if it died and you have to pay back money, and you don't pay how much it was worth right before it died, but rather you have to pay how much it was worth at the time of the Geneva. So that's when it's possible of Geneva v'chaim, I know you have to pay back. Ach yule keren kein shegonav. That a ganav has to pay how much it was worth b'shas Geneva at the time when he stole it. So now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Sheshi says, you should know, Amino, I say, like Rav is wrong. And therefore I say that kinayim v'shochav Rav Omer l'ayshmaitato. Rav said this halacha when he was dozing off, when he was half sleeping. In other words, he didn't really mean it. He made a mistake. Why? The Tanya will learn like this. Kechusha, if you stole the weak animal, you stole the kechusha, v'yeshmeino, and then you fattened it up, so halacha is, mishalom tashlume kefil, v'tashlum yabo v'chamisha, kein shegonav. You have to pay everything, kein shegonav. You see here what? That Rav said what? That the keren is kein shegonav. But the kefil on dal v'hei, you pay how much it's worth later on, b'shas hamad v'din, and here I say not like that. Here I see, even for the payment of kefil and dalat vei, I pay how much it was worth b'shas geneva. Sechur is clearly not like Rav, so Rav did not mean it. So Mar says, no. What's the bikasha? Amri, I tell you, here even Rav would agree also. Mishrim diyomalei, because the ganav has a right to say ano petimno. I fattened the shor. Like what happened here? A ganav stole somebody's shor, a nice weak one, small weak one. He took it home. And Imamish shoved in there 10 pounds a day of food. He shoved him up. And Imamish made him fat. He said, so later when you catch me and I sell it, So I have to pay dollars of hay. You want to tell me I have to pay four or five times how much it's worth now for shas I sold it? No. I stole from you a 100-pound one. It was a weak one. I now it's worth $150. That's because I fanned it up. But since it's my food that's fanned it up, for sure I don't have to pay you. That even Rav would agree to also. As here it's different. Mishrim the Yomalei. Because here, the mazik could say, the ganav could say, I'm not petimna, I fanned it. The achakalta, and you're going to take the money. So therefore, Rav would agree also. But in a normal case, where it didn't become more because the ganav fanned it, but it became more because the price went up, and echanami. Then Rav Tak holds that keren you pay the way it was worth b'shas, keneva. But dollars v'hei, or kefil, that you pay how much it's worth, b'shas hamodibidin. Toshima, come up, bring another proof. Toshima. Shemena, what's going to be if you stole the nice fat one? Stole the big fat animal. Vechisha. And then the guy that worked with it so hard, mamish worked with it day and night, and it became skinny, came weak. So it got worth less. So what's the locha? Mishalem tashlume keifa v'tashlume yabo v'chamisha kein shegonav. It says clearly in the price, and again, not like Rav. It says not only do you have to pay back the keren, how much was worth b'shas keneva, but even the keifel, or even the dollar of hay, if you sell it or sheft it, you have to pay kein shegonav how much was worth when it was fat. It's not like Rav. Rav says you only pay keifel or dollar of hay how much is worth b'shas amad b'din. Here b'shas amad b'din was half price. So Mar says no. Here Rav would also agree. I tell you, Hosam Nam, here also Rav agrees. Mishum the Arminan lay, because the Balavos could say to the Ganef, listen, Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palga. What's the difference if you kill my whole animal or you kill half of my animal? In other words, when you took my show and you started to work with it so hard that you made it so weak and so small, that's like killing my animal. So just like if you would have killed the animal right now, you have to pay some worth right now, so now you're killing it slowly. So that's for sure. If you take my fat animal and you work it over and ruin it and make it worth less, that's all part of the mazik that you did. That's called part of the killing. So therefore, if you stole it and then you shechted it like, that's all part of the shechita like. So therefore, why do you pay dalvei how much it was worth b'shas geneva? So if so, ki koma Rav comes out now. When did Rav say his halacha? That there's a difference. If you steal somebody's shor, that negay to the keren, the first value you have to pay back how much it was worth, b'shas geneva. And the kefil, the dal of hay, that you pay back how much it's worth later on. When did Rav say that? The yukra v'zula. If the price is the market price goes down, that's what he's talking about. When you stole it, the market price was up. And later, b'shas amad b'din, the market price went down. So then Rav says, the keren that you pay is kein shegonav. You have to pay how much it was worth at the time when you stole it. And the dal of hay, the kefil, you pay how much it's worth now, b'shas amad b'din. That's Rav Svar. So now, who's the comma? That's what Rav said. So Rav says, hey, Chidami, what are we talking about over here? What's the real case? Hey, Chidami. Elaim, if you want to tell me, Demikara Shav Yezuzah, when you first stole this animal, was worth $1, a Zuz. Or let's say, Shav Yedal Zuzah, and later it got worth more. It got worth to 4 zuzim. So you're telling me now what happens like now if the animal gets lost or you ruin the animal right now. That Rav says how much keren do you have to pay back? You have to pay back only 1 zuz. So you say, I'm telling me now, keren changed your ganav. That no matter what the ganav does to it, if he kills it now or breaks it now, for the keren he only has to pay changed your ganav, only $1. So for the Gemara, is that true? If so, lema pligi de Rav ad Rabba. It comes out then that Rav is arguing on Rabba. We don't want to say like this. The Yama Rav, because Rav said, Haiman de Goza Chavita de Chamra Mechavre. If somebody goes and steals a barrel of wine from his friend, you stole the barrel of wine. Now, Meikara Shavizuzi. At the beginning when you stole it, his barrel was worth $1. That's what the barrel was worth, $1. Ulefsoiv Shav Yedalit Zuzi. And later, a week later, when you have it in your house, now prices go up on the wine. And now wine is barrels worth $4. So Rav says like this, Tavra, if you go and break that barrel right now, or Shia, or else you go and drink the wine right now, you should know, it's considered like a new Maisi Geneva right now. And therefore, Mishalom Dalit, you have to pay $4. Because since right now it was worth $4, even though when you stole it, it was only worth $1, but the Chur of Svari is though, since you now broke it or drank it, it's like a new Maisa Geneva like, so you chai for the second Maisa.
So you have to pay dollar how much it's worth right now. Or else some say it's a Maisa Mazik. That's like the Ksais talks about this. It's a Shaila, it's a new Maisa Gneva, it's a new Maisa Mazik. But I call upon him Yechayiv because you did something to his animal. But what about Itpa Memela? Let's say it broke by itself or it died by itself. Then Mishalom Zuzi. Then Enechnam, you only have to pay back how much you stole. But Shast you stole was only worth a dollar. So that's how much you have to pay back. So who the Kasher is Rav is Mashma at all cases. Whenever you steal it, no matter what you do to it, Mashma from Rav, even if you would drink it, or even if you would break it and kill it, still you have to only pay back $1 the way it was worth for Shas, Geneva. So it's not like Rabba. So Mar says, no, I tell you, Rav maybe agrees to Rabba. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Ki koma Rav, when does Rav say the loch riz? You have to pay back the Zuz, how much it was worth for Shas, Geneva. Kegoin, like this. Timikoro, shov your dollar, just the opposite. At the beginning, when you sold the shore, it was nice, it was worth, the value was high. The market price was high. It was worth 4 zuz. Ulefsoif, and at the end, right before you broke it or did something to it, shav yezuz, the price went down, it's only worth 1 zuz. This is the case that Rav is talking about. That Karen Kain Shagonav. That's the pasuk of Geneva Chayim, Ach Yol Karen Kain Shagonav. You have to pay back now 4 zuz. Even though now, when you break it right now, so true, you do like a new Maisa Mazik to it. And the Maisa Mazik is only in one Zuz thing, but since before, when you stole it, it was worth 4 Zuz. So since then, the Chi of Geneva was chal to pay back the Karen, so the Chi of 4 Zuz starts right away, that can never go off. So you still have to pay back 4 Zuz. So that's not a kasha to Rabba. Rabba's talking about the other way around, where first it was worth 1, then it's worth 4. That Rav also agrees to, that later when you break it or drink it, that's a new Maisa Mazik. But here we're talking about the first was worth $4. Now later it's only worth $1. So even though it's a new Maisa Geneva later, but that's only $1 damage. Rav holds the Chiddush, still you have to pay back $4 for the damage to Geneva that was done at the beginning. That's the pasuk of Gonaf and Geneva and Chaim. Yeah. Now, Rav says also, Tashlume Kefil, V'tashlume Yavo V'chamisha, Kishaita Amod Bedin. You have to pay how much it's worth to time it Amod Bedin. That's what Rav agrees to. See, that's only worth $1 B'shas Amod Bedin. You only have to pay one time for the $1 for the Kefil, over the dollar V'hei. So Rav says now, Tony, because this you don't have an extra posik. So therefore we say it's like this, that calls the man it's alive, it's like the owner still. So therefore, it's like if the owner's reshus, it went down in value. So at the end, when you broke it or you did something to it, really the damage was only done to 1 zuz. So therefore, the kefil or the dalav hay, you only have to pay back how much was worth for shasta modavadin. So must I bring you proof to this? Tony, Rabbi Chanina, l'siul Rav. I'll bring you proof to Rav's halacha. That is the difference between keren and kefil. It says like this: Bal habayis she'toyin tanas ganav epikodin. You are a shem epikodin. I gave you my watch. I gave you something to watch for me. I gave you my chair to watch. And then I come back and say, give it back to me. And you tine and says, no, it was stolen from you. V'nishba, and you swore that it was stolen from you. And you're a shayna chinam, so you're potter. For hoida, and then later you yourself admit that you swore false, that really you have the chair in your house. Or bo edim, and then edim come and tell us, yes, you stole it, you have it. So it depends like this. Imad shaloi bo edim hoida, if you admit before edim come, that's called Moedah v'Kanas, that you potter from Kefil. So Lachor is Mishala and Keren v'Choy Mishbiyoshim. You have to pay Keren, because you made a Maisa Turin time as Ganev, is like a Ganev. You have to pay back Choy Mish. And you have to pay back also an Oshim. Whenever you swear false, so you have to pay back a Choy Mish and a Korban Oshim. Now, what about V'yim Mishabo Eidim Hoida? Let's say you admit after the Eidim came, so the Eidim were first Mechayv to pay back Kefil. So then the locher is, Mishalm Tashlumi Kefil, you have to pay back Kefil. The Oshim, you also have to bring a Korban Oshim, because you swore false, and you admit that you swore false. You're telling us now, after the Eidim came and says, it wasn't stolen from you, you have it in your house. So now you're admitting, yes, I have it in my house. So now that you're admitting it, you're admitting that you swore false, therefore you have to bring a Korban Oshim. That's called an Asham Gezelos. The Chaim Shoy, Mashma Tanakam holds, really you have to pay a Chaimish. Just the reason why not is because the chaimish olulei bekveloi. Since you're paying back kefil, the chaimish, that's kefil. So when you're paying back 1/5 of the keren, that's the same amount that you're paying back kefil. So it's a new svara. since this is the exact payment of Kefil, he yates it 2 and 1. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov, that's what Rabbi Yaakov says. This is the raya to Rav, that a shaykh to say the Karen was worth $4. Because when you first sold it, it was worth $4. Later, b'shas hamodim din was only worth $1. So when you broke it then, how much kefil do you have to pay? Only $1 worth. How much is the keren? $4 worth. Now, if you look at $4, what's a fifth of that? A fifth milabar is $1. Because when you add 1 to 4, it's 5. One fifth of that is 1. So it comes out 1/5 of 4, if you add it on later, is 1. So therefore, the kefil is 1 and the chaymish is 1. That's what Rabbi Yaakov says, you're part of 2 and 1.